Welcome to this episode of the Lord and Gladden podcast, Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden, and thanks for listening. And in fact, if you've enjoyed these, if these have been an encouragement for you, please share them with family and friends, because I really believe, just like the story Leaving Egypt was about God taking his people to the promised land, which for you and I represents the inheritance he's prepared for us. I really believe God is in the process of doing that all over again. He wants to take you and I forward, and we can use this to help us understand what's happening. Now, in this episode, we're going to look at a really awkward situation. In fact, this situation is so awkward, this is like the third time I've worked on this podcast, because it's how do you communicate this? So here's the situation. Moses. Now, we know in retrospect that God was raising him up to be the leader to take people forward. Okay. Now, in this case, to the promised land, to their inheritance. And you know, right now, God is calling you and I to some degree or another to be leaders in bringing people forward into their inheritance. This is not just for, you know, the senior pastor. God is calling you to be a leader to some degree or another. So Moses is now mature, he's grown, and he sees the abuse. And Moses, in his strength, intervenes, and in the process, he kills an Egyptian, and he hides the body. Now, what do we make of this? This is really a challenging situation. He kills the Egyptian, he hides the body, and the very next day, God's people say, "Are you supposed to be a ruler over us?" And ultimately, they're afraid, and Moses recognizes he's been exposed, and he didn't do it right. And he ran away. Now, when we look in the book of Acts, in the New Testament, what we find is Moses really believed they would understand that he was trying to help and that God was going to use him to deliver them. Now, I don't believe that Moses really understood what the whole picture looked like, but he knew inside of him that God was getting ready to use him. Now, for you and I, God wants to use you. God wants you to be a leader. God wants to work through you to fulfill his purpose, both in your life and in other people's lives. But what do we make of this story? So here's the way I see it. You know, Joseph was in prison, and he said to the wine steward, "Remember me when you get out." See, Joseph was trying to help God out. Now, in Joseph's situation, he had to wait 2 more years. Moses, in his strength, is trying to help God out. And we, by nature, try to figure out in our own mind how to deal with the situation, and we try to work it out. And so here's the lesson for today. When we help God out, it rarely works out. You know, when we help God out, rather than working with God, when we do it for God, when we create the situation, we figure out how to do it, what happens? Number one, God doesn't get the glory, and very rarely does it work out. Very rarely does it come out the way that God wanted it to. It wasn't the amazing thing it should have been. So when we help God out, it rarely works out. But there's an encouragement in this, and we really want to get this. You know, if you're like me, when you see something and we feel like God is pushing you forward, it's easy to reflect back on our failures. It's easy to look back on our shortcomings, the areas and the times when we really weren't the best. Now, you know, it may not have been as dramatic as killing somebody, but it's easy for you and I to realize how far we fall short of what, you know, of God's glory and what it takes. But if God can use Moses after this, if God can use Moses after this failure, and not just use him a little bit, but use him in an amazing way to take God's people right up to the edge of their inheritance and bring them through so much, what can he do through you and I? So our encouragement for you today is this. God does have a big plan. God has an inheritance prepared for you and the people around you. And we're in a season when God wants to start moving people towards that inheritance. He wants us to let go of the past, let go of the things that he's done in the past, and allow him to take us forward. But it's got to be him doing it. And he wants to use you to help take people forward. But don't do it in your own strength. Don't work it out yourself. Let God be the initiator, and let's respond to what God's doing rather than figure out what to do ourselves. So again, God is taking us forward to the inheritance. It's something amazing He's prepared from the foundation of the earth for you and I. And He wants us to be active participants in that. But let's not help God out, because that rarely works out. Let's respond to God and do what He calls us to do. Thanks for being with us. And again, please share this with your friends and family. We'll be back with you soon.